From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Authorities in Niger say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to the one that killed four U.S. Green Beret and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Officials say Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports said the attackers were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers. The attackers left when Nigerian military reinforcements showed up. The Spanish government aggressively moved to stop Catalonia's growing independence movement Saturday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced plans to dissolve the regional government, remove elected leaders as soon as possible, and hold new elections. As nearly half a million people protested in Barcelona, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont denounced Rajoy's decision.
The Catalan institutions and the people of Catalonia cannot accept this attack. The humiliation sought by the Spanish government as a guardian of all Catalan public life, from the government to the public media, is incompatible with a democratic attitude and is situated outside the rule of law.
Puigdemont stopped short of declaring regional independence, as he threatened to do earlier last week. Japanese voters are going to the polls for a general election. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is expected to win the two-thirds supermajority it held in parliament, lower house, before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A coalition victory in the snap election would likely ensure Mr. Abe continues as Japan's prime minister. Opinion polls indicate voters consider Abe's government a safe choice as the country deals with anxiety over North Korea. From Washington, this is VOA News.